LA Theatre Works presents Living Together by Alan Ayckbourn, starring Rosalind Ayers, Ken Danziger, Carolyn Seymour, Martin Jarvis, Christopher Neame, and Jane Leaves. In the second battle of Alan Ayckbourn's celebrated trilogy, The Norman Conquests, we rejoin the family weekend, this time hearing the events in the living room, where Norman gets drunk on homemade dandelion wine and utter chaos is unleashed. Norman exercises his merry brand of manipulative charm on the hapless guests, and even his most formidable opponents go down in defeat on the drawing room rug. And now, take your seat. Curtain going up for Living Together by Alan Ayckbourn.
Sarah, two suitcases, one pile of magazines for Mother. Well, come on. Where is she then? Where's Annie? Where's my little sister?
Shush, Reg. Mother's resting.
Oh. Look out there. We ought to cut down the vegetation in the tennis court and have a game, Norman. You fancy a game?
I hate tennis.
I thought you were in a hurry to go somewhere, Norman.
Not at all.
Yes, I thought you said you had a librarian's conference.
It's been cancelled.
When?
About 10 seconds ago, due to lack of interest.
Funny lot, these librarians. Now, where's Annie? Do you know?
She's in there, in the dining room.
Ah, right.
Wait, Reg.
Why?
She's busy. Tom's in there with her, having a talk.
She can talk to Tom any time. I've come all the way to see her, Sarah.
Wait.
What made her change her mind about going? I mean, I thought the idea was we came down here, nursed Mother for the weekend, and Annie went off somewhere and had a good time. No point in us being here now, is there? Might as well not have come. Not that I mind. Nice to be in the country. Beautiful evening. No kids.
Where did you pack that present for Mother? Which case?
What present?
The bed jacket. The blue bed jacket. It was wrapped in tissue. Where is it?
Never set eyes on it.
What's all this you've packed?
My board game.
Why did you want to bring it down here?
Well, I thought there might be someone around. We could try it out. I've invented it. I want to try it out. I mean, the kids won't play it with me. You won't play it with me. How do I know if it works if no one will play it? Norman can play.
Eh?
We can play on the coffee table.
I should think Norman's had enough of games, haven't you, Norman?
Eh?
Anyway, Norman's going in a minute, aren't you, Norman?
What's all this? What's going on between you two?
I'll tell you later.
Ah, yes. Well, if you're planning an affair, let me know and I'll book my holiday. There we are.
Oh, well, that's that. No present for Mother. You've forgotten to pack it. Oh, well. I'll give her these magazines and tell her we'll send the bed jacket on to her. It took me ages to make that. If you knew how I hated knitting.
We do. We know. We sat around all winter watching her with bated breath. One drop stitch and you could say goodbye to your supper. Hey, one of my little men's missing.
Oh, my God.
I've lost my chief superintendent. Oh, is he at the bottom of the suitcase?
I have no idea. Our house is littered with little men.
And she's complaining.
You're very pensive, Norman.
I'm wondering which is the cleanest and quickest way to finish myself off.
Well, don't get married. That's long and messy. Aha! There it is. Ah, the chief superintendent in person. Nearly had a nasty accident. Got himself tangled up in a nasty web of blue woolly... Oh.
Give that bed jacket to me.
It was there all the time. Just needed a good copper to find it. Well done, Superintendent.
Would you mind taking these cases upstairs, Reg?
My pleasure.
And don't wake Mother if she's dozing.
Oh, I'll go and say hello to Annie first.
I've told you she's...
I haven't seen her for 3 months. She's my sister. I want to say hello.
She and Tom are...
Oh, to blazes with Tom.
Norman, it's no good sitting there looking sorry for yourself. I'm appalled at you. I really am.
Jealous?
Oh, don't be disgusting. Annie, of all people, how could you? What on earth made you do it?
I haven't done anything.
Annie has told me everything.
Has she? What could she possibly tell you?
About you two, last Christmas, in this house, with your wife ill upstairs, rolling about with her sister on this very rug. This very rug!
Oh, that. Yeah. That was just festive fun.
And if that isn't enough, planning to sneak off with her now for some sordid weekend.
There's nothing sordid about East Grinstead. Annie wanted to come, I wanted to go. Don't you see? It would have been something different for her. Exciting, and for me. She's stuck here all on her own, day after day, looking after that old saber-toothed bat upstairs.
Will you not refer to mother like that?
Oh, come on, she's not your mother. She's not my mother. She's a mother-in-law. Fair game. I'll call her what I like. You ought to hear what Annie calls her sometimes. Anyway, we happen to love each other. Me and Annie, that is, not me and mother-in-law.
Don't be ridiculous. You're married to Ruth.
What's that got to do with it?
And Annie, may I remind you, has her fiancé to consider.
Her who?
Her, well, her, whatever she calls him, Tom.
Tom?
Yes. He may not be ideal in many ways, but beggars can't be choosers.
She's not a beggar.
Maybe not, but it would be stupid to make out she had a very wide choice as regards a possible husband. She's not...
She's no. Beautiful.
I'm not going to argue. Certainly no one could describe her as beautiful. I'll admit she has a great deal of...
Anybody I love is automatically beautiful.
Norman, don't be ridiculous.
Well, have you never felt that way? Perhaps you've never been in love. Maybe that's your trouble. Was Reg never beautiful in your eyes?
I'm not discussing my private life.
You're being free enough with mine, aren't you?
But yours doesn't happen to be particularly private, does it? It happens to involve about half a dozen people. You, Annie, Ruth, Tom, Reg, me and Mother.
I've never asked Mother for a weekend anywhere. Hey, look at that cat up there. He's still up that tree. Tom was trying to get it down. He can't be much of a veterinary surgeon. What sort of a vet are you when you terrify your patients into climbing trees? Yeah, something wrong with his basket-side manner, I'd say. What do you say, Sarah? Would you say that you were a fulfilled person?
I don't know what you mean.
Are you happy, then?
Yes, mostly. Occasionally. Now and then. Oh, I don't know. I don't have time to think about it. When you've a family like mine, you're too busy.
No, you're very lucky. I can't say Ruth and I are happy.
Well, I'm not surprised if you... She's not the easiest person, I admit.
No.
Then neither are you.
I'm very warm and affectionate, you know.
Yes, so are dogs, but they don't make particularly good husbands.
Ah, oh, well, like me, they invariably marry... lady dogs. Perhaps I should leave her.
Yes, do. Please do. I think it would be better for both of you. But for heaven's sake, clear off completely. And whatever you do, stop pestering Annie. She doesn't want you. Not really.
I suppose you talked her out of going away with me.
I didn't need to. She'd already made up her own mind. I certainly didn't encourage her. Well, I must go up and see Mother.
It was going to be a lovely time. We were going to meet behind the post office in the village at 7 o'clock and steal away on the bus to our hotel. Forget everything, everybody, just lie anonymously in each other's arms, just for a day.
We'd still be here when you came back.
I feel terribly depressed.
Serve you right.
You haven't told Tom, have you?
Well, that's up to Annie, nothing to do with me.
Nothing, you only talked her out of going.
I have already said I did no such thing, it was Annie's decision.
I hope she doesn't tell Tom.
Why?
Well, it'd upset him.
It's a bit late to consider his feelings now, isn't it? Having tried to steal Annie from under his nose.
I wasn't stealing her. I was borrowing her for the weekend.
Make her sound like one of your library books.
Well, she was borrowing me, too. It was mutual. It was a friendly loan. We never intended to upset anybody. We both agreed. That was the joy of it, don't you see? Nobody need ever have known. If Annie hadn't gone and told you, nobody.
Oh, well. It's up to Annie if she wants to tell Tom. Nothing to do with me. Oh, these magazines are far too heavy. I'll get Reg to take them up later. Now, for goodness sake, Norman, pull yourself together and go home to Ruth.
Why did you stop her going, Sarah? Be honest, why?
I've told you why. I'm taking the bed jacket up to Mother.
Oh, dear, I really am very depressed. Well, let's have a look at these magazines. Ah. Oh, that's good.
Norman?
Oh, hello, Annie.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to cheer myself up with this article.
Looks like you've succeeded.
No.
Norman, I'm awfully sorry, really. I expect Sarah's told you.
She said you'd thought better of it.
Yes, I feel dreadful after all the trouble you've taken.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?